And secondly, if you can just give an overview that how much in terms of cash will be received out of the deal and how much will be in-kind units, and would the cash would be used for capex or it would be used to draw down the debt or bring down the debt?
Thank you for a very comprehensive question. I will take a part of it by answering the accounting part of it. First of all, the management is firmly believed that the transaction is a sales and operating leaseback transaction, and within the accounting framework, within the IFRS framework, and call option is an option, it's not an obligation, first of all. And whatever the conditions mentioned in IS 17 for a lease to be considered as an operating lease, we are fulfilling all these conditions. And we are in discussion with our external auditors about it in detail. They are reviewing the transaction. And we are in touch with other accounting firms and lawyers also to form up our opinion. And we did a lots of exercise to conclude it, you know, looking at the contract suit and the available information. We are confident that it will be concluded in a sales and operating leaseback transaction. The second part of the question regarding the usage of the funds and the breakdown of it, I will request my colleague, Mr. Faisal Shakir, to take this question.
Hi. The proceeds is $6 billion, out of which
$4 billion we received in cash, used it to settle the NCB loan, and $1 billion was received as an in-kind subscription into the fund. And $890 million was used as a reserve plus advance lease payment for 1 year.
And the remaining is like $110 million.
Okay. Thank you. Last question from our side is, can you give us some breakdown in terms of the current number of rooms you are operating, excluding obviously the Marriott portion, which has been now leased to Al Hokair Group, and what is the leasable area for retail and the inventory for basically the units you have available for sale going forward, and what is the pipeline in terms of phases, how much rooms and how much leasable area will be added in the next year, the current situation and what will be like 2018 or 19?
We have around over 1,600 rooms collectively for those three hotels, and we have 21,000 square meter of net sellable area, 218 shops in Suwag Al Khalil Mall. And sorry, can you repeat the rest of the questions?
So this is basically, is it 1,600 rooms is for like an INMA fund which is being transferred, because you will retain it and you will pay a lease on it. My question is,
in phase one we have around 2,700 rooms, out of which around 1,600 rooms have been sold to INMA over those three hotels. We sold the Conrad, Hyatt, and the Hilton.
Okay. And what about the leasable area currently, and what was sold? The retail area.
Yeah, the retail area, 21,000 square meter for S1,
and around 14,000 for the
shopping mall in S2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the current inventory available? What is the current inventory available in terms of the apartments and the penthouses which is available now, which can be sold, or there is no inventory currently?
We used to have over 100 units in phase one. They are fully sold out. We sold earlier in an auction 2 years back over 50 units, and then we sold another 55 units to Al Bilad Fund in 2016. So there is no inventory left in terms of residential units in phase one.
Okay, perfect. And what are
We have residential units in phase two, of course.
I need a clarity on this. You need the total inventory out of the project or the phase one only?
No, total inventory which is right now developed or which is available for you to maybe sell in the next few years.
Yeah, we have 85 residential units ready for sale in phase two.
Okay.
which is not part of the deal with the, or the location with the ILMA. It's in phase two.
Okay, and what are
I would
the,
like to add here. Yeah, I would like to add here something. Our development property, if you see the balance sheet, we have around 294 million, and it includes the 90 units in phase two, as mentioned by Faisal. And we are going to close it. It's almost completed, and we are going to place this inventory either in December or in first quarter 2018.
Okay. And what are the new pipelines in terms of hotels which will come online in 2018 or 19 for phase two?
Okay. In 2019, we're targeting to complete phase two, which is basically the Jumeirah Hotel, 1,033 rooms. And we're targeting also to complete by in Q2 2019 phase three, which has the address towers as well as the double tree. This is all in all around 2,100 rooms. And we also have three hotels in phase four that will be envisaged to be completed in Q2 2019.
Okay. And lastly, is there any update on the payment of M Minister of Finance loan? Do you have to pay that loan anytime soon?
The loan has been rescheduled 2 years back. And we announced last week that we converted that loan into Sharia compliant loan, and the schedule of the payment is as it is.
And when is the maturity for 5 years loan? It is
maturity for Ministry of Finance.
Yes, it is 5 years.
Yeah, it is 5 years. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Very comprehensive answers. Thank you so much.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm
hello.
From...
Yes.
Hello, yeah, my name is Tanveer Abid and I'm in NCB Capital.
No, Tanveer. Go ahead.
Tanveer, yeah. Can you first of all give details on your average occupancy levels in the rooms, and can you give some idea of the average room rate that you're getting? This is the first question. And secondly, can you give details of your capex plans for 2018 and 2019? And what will be your funding requirements for 2018 and 2019?
Sure. Mr. Amir Khan will answer the question. Mr. Faisal will elaborate.
Right. First of all, thank you, Tanveer, for asking such a good question. The first question about the occupancy rate, it's between 65% to 70%. As you know that we... just inaugurated the Hilton Convention, and there is a normal ramp-up period for these hotels. However, in the coming 2 years, we are eyeing on our 75% plus occupancy with the ADR. Obviously, the average daily rate will move in line with the market, and it is around, averagely, right now it's around 650 to 675. This is for the first question. Now, for the second question, you ask about the capital expenditure in 2018 and 19. So, about the capital expenditure, we are planning to have almost around, you know, these statements are for the future plans, and these we always put up disclaimer to it that these can be changed materially based on the strategy and going forward, you know, with the market. Now, our initial plan is to spend almost 2 billion rial in 2018. And in 2019, we are planning to increase it by another billion. So this would be changed subject to the market changes, subject to the strategy where the market moves. And we want to keep ourselves aligned with Vision 2030. So all our activities will be directed in the same direction, to create a momentum required for growth and to create value for the shareholders. I hope I answered the questions.
Yeah, so just to be clear, 2 billion in 2018 and 1 billion in 2019.
No, 2019 will be increased by 1 billion. It would be around 3 billion.
3 billion. Okay, and how will this be funded? Like, I mean, like what kind of loans or financing facilities are you looking for, or do you plan to enter into more sale leaseback transactions to fund this, taking into account your current, balance sheet situation?
See, first of all, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Almighty Allah, we are in a very positive situation as far as fund is concerned. Fund is concerned, not the fund. We have already, you know, syndication 2 working for phase 2 and phase 4. So these are fully covered for phase. Other phases, we are in discussion with different financial institutions and angel investors. So, it, as I said, it will be aligned with our strategy, and it will be 100% aligned with Vision 2030. I hope I answered the question.
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Hey, gentlemen, this is Badr Asim from NCB Capital. I have one quick question regarding the acquisition of Umm al-Qura. What value can that add to Jabal Umar? Can you please shed some more light on this?
Yeah, I will request my colleague, Mr. Faisal, to answer this question.
So, I think Abdulaziz Road has a significant value to Jabal Umar, given that it is connected directly to Jabal Umar, and it connects the entrance of Mecca all the way to Jabal Umar, then to the Grand Mosque. So Jabal Umar is currently one of the most prominent, alhamdulillah, successful projects around the Grand Mosque. Our plan is to maintain the growth for Jabal Umar and to develop more hospitality projects adjacent to Jabal Umar that would add value to Mecca real estate market, inshallah.
في معانا الأخ أمير عابد.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
This is Siba from Mific Capital.
Hello, Siba.
Yeah. I just have a couple of questions. First of all, thank you for the conference, for the call. First question is about Al Bilad Fund. You have 2 funds with Al Bilad. The first one was. The second one was the 93 units in phase 2. The MOU was extended 5 months. Can you tell us more? What will be the what is the lease rate will be on this fund, and when do you expect the impact on it?
Sure, no? Mr. Faisal Shakir will answer the question.
Okay. We extended basically the MOU due to to allow for the fund to get the CMA approval to go REIT, and once that REIT commences, inshallah, by Q4 or maybe Q1 2018, that REIT will be able to expand and acquire more assets, which is the 93 units. We're currently discussing, and we are in the due diligence phase to determine exactly the lease size. And we target to close that, inshallah, by Q4 or Q1 2018.
Okay, another question is the Bilad Ziyafa Fund, which is the 55 units. I believe you increased the lease amount from 20 million to 50 million recently. Why is that? And you actually had 95% of the net revenue to be paid to Al Bilad. Can you please clarify this point?
Basically, we created a structure, a comprehensive structure to include, on top of the 55 units, the sale of the 93 units we have in phase 2. So it's a sale.
So it's a combined
transaction. Yes, exactly. We're combining both deals, where part of the sales proceeds of the 93 units will be used to fund
the lease of the 55 units.
The 50 million.
So which is the 50 million. On top of that, Al Bilad is an owner of the units. They are entitled for the income to be received from the operation from Al Hilton. So 95% of that cash flow goes directly to Al Bilad as an owner, and 5% to be deducted and goes to Jabal Omar as a property manager.
Just to make it, the 95% of net revenue is not from the units, that's from the Hilton Hotel revenue.
From the operation of the units, from the 55.
Yeah, how you get the revenue from operating the units? Isn't this units usually for sale?
No, it has been. The units have been sold to Al Bilad. Then we signed an operation agreement with the Hilton to put them in the pool and to operate them. So the 95% refers to the agreement signed between the funds and the Hilton. So they take 95% of that, and 5% goes to the property manager.
And how much is the usual the revenue of the management of these units?
You mean the management fees?
Yeah. For the Hilton is managing for the units. You said you take 95% of that to pay part of the lease, right? So how much I could expect from the management of this unit?
Right. Thank you for the question. The hotel operator fees normally the part of the operating cost, and it is around in a circle of 7%, 6.5 to 7%. And after deducting this, we arrive at the net operating income from the hotels.
Okay. So from the village, so it's part of the, it's 6.6% of the revenue of the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay. There was you were in negotiation for a sukuk issue with the two banks, GIB and Bilad, if I'm not wrong, worthing $1 billion. What will you use this for, refinancing or for expanding your project?
Actually, it's the sukuk issuance and the capital utilization and the fund utilization coming out of it mostly will be for the development purposes and for the upcoming projects.
And how do you plan to...